your defense in late in the second quarter before they got the field goal. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that? It looked like a prevent with four guys deep, middle of the field, fairly open. But can you talk about regarding the field goal, the touchdown primarily?
Well, you know, we've got a number of different calls we use at the end of the game, the end of the half, depending upon the situation. Some that are conservative and some that are more of the aggressive nature to try to force them to throw the ball before the receivers would get down the field. That particular one was in that nature. You know, with a guy like Newton, I think if anybody remembers the 2010 Southeast Championship game right before the half, it was a very similar situation. If you go back and look at that play, he threw about a 65-yard Hail Mary right at the as the time expired. So I thought initially with the ball right there around midfield and the fact that we were dominating the game defensively with them, they might just take a shot. And with that mindset, I made a call that look, in retrospect, I wish I could get back because after there was a penalty, and I should have changed the call, in my own opinion, after the penalty when he went back a little bit further. Not that he couldn't have thrown the ball to the end zone, which he could have. The play itself was a low snap. He just was getting pressured. The pocket was collapsing around him, and I think had he not gotten a low snap, he might have tried to throw the ball down the field further. But he just flipped it out to the flat, and the guy had a lot of room to run. We were playing for him to throw the ball deep, and it was my mistake. It wasn't the players in any way, shape, or form.
What did you think overall of the pressure you were able to generate against
Newton? I thought particularly early in the game, we had him on the run just about every time they went to throw the ball. We were able to get a couple of sacks. We had a couple of near sacks. We had some hits. I thought we had good pressure, and we had pressure on him, you know, in the latter part of the game as well. He's hard to bring down, as we know. I think some things have been made about him rushing for 50 yards. 30 of those yards, if you go back and look at the tape, came on direct scrambles. It wasn't designed quarterback runs that hurt us. The scrambles hurt us more than any designed quarterback run throughout the game. But with that being said, we got to keep him in the pocket. We got to do a better job with that. But he's as difficult as there is in the league in terms of being able to escape with his size and his athleticism.
What does your defense need to do better in the fourth quarter to close out some of the games like yesterday?
That's something that we're looking at. We got to be able to make plays, and we had some chances at the end. You know, we had them in fourth and 10, and they make a throw, and it's a close play, but they hit it, and we had them. Might have been in that same drive actually, where they threw the deep ball, and we came close to picking it off. That ball is, thrown down the field deep, and we get our head around and at the last second, it's an incomplete pass, and as opposed to an interception. If we make that play, we're all high-fiving and feeling great about the way we played in the game. But we got to do a better job of finishing in both halves. We didn't do a good job this week. Defensively, our job's to go out there and stop them.
Kevin, your cornerback tandem of Nolan Carroll and Brent Grimes seems to be working very well. It works well when Dimitri is in there. Talk about what you've discovered or what you have among those three, and especially with Nolan Carroll.
I think Nolan had his finest game since we've been here as a staff. He contested throws all day. I think he had his hands on four passes. I made that big-time interception closing on that seam ball, which was a dangerous throw, and he showed his speed and athleticism coming across to make that play. I was really proud of the way he played. I think he really stepped up and had his best game. Brent is, consistent on the other side. As a secondary overall, with the exception of the last play of the half, which again was my fault, not theirs, their longest pass of the day was 19 yards. And that's pretty good job overall. I think they had a 19-yard completion, and that might have been the one to Smith where we collided with him and he bounced off and came out of that. And that's the last drive of the game. So there's a lot of positives that way. But, there's things that we need to do better. And, we got to roll up our sleeves right now, and there's no room for error. At the very end of the game, we were in a defense. They've run a certain type of play on the goal line consistently. They weren't a passing team in the red zone at all, to be quite honest with you. Particularly not down in the on the goal line, and with the fact that there was 40 some odd seconds left. And it was first and goal inside the one. I felt strongly that they were going to run the ball. So we took a shot trying to make a play down there on the goal line, and we weren't in good position to cover the tight end.
Now that you've watched the tape, Rashad Jones, did he hit Cam Newton?
As you look at the tape, I haven't seen the TV copy. He's placing hands on him as he's still in bounds, and they're kind of riding out of the to the sideline at that point. Was his hit the reason why he fell down or went to the ground? I think that's a judgment call. From the tape, it's hard to say that Rashad hit him with the force that was going to knock him to the ground. But he went to the ground, and that's how they called the play. So I haven't seen it. I'd like to see the TV copy to get a better feel for that. But it was an intense, obviously the end of the game. Guys are hustling. Guys are trying to, preserve every yard we can. I know his initial contact was made when he was still he was not out of bounds when Rashad extended his arms, and from there, it was the official's call.
How would you assess the state of your run defense?
I thought for the most part of in this game, we did a fairly decent job against them. That's one of the better running teams in the league. I think at halftime, I don't know if they had about 100 yards total offense at that point. They hit a couple of runs later in the game. They hit a couple of runs at the end of the on one of the drives where we were. They ran the ball on 3rd and 8, and we were in more of a pass mentality. And the ball, I think they might have gotten about 10-yard gain on one of them. But overall, there's things that we need to do better. But I wasn't totally disappointed in the way we defended the run against a pretty good running team.
Phillip Wheeler right out yesterday.
Phillip was one of his better games. He was very, very active. I think he ended up with about 12 total tackles in the game by our count. He had his hands on 3 balls, tipped a couple in pressure in the quarterback, got his hands on the ball. Actually won. I wish he might not have tipped because we were in position. It looked had the ball been thrown accurately to intercept the ball. It was when we had him backed up there. Phillip made a hell of a play just tipping the ball, but Nolan Carroll was in position to go and undercut the route, and I thought we might have had a shot there. But it was a heck of a job by Phillip. He was very active and played one of his more physical games.
Was he in on that last drive, Wheeler? So I was talking to him. He said he wasn't in on some of that on Carolina's last drive.
He was in a good portion of the drive.
Was he just taking out some, just part of the?
Guys were, we were trying to, at that point in the game, there were guys that were getting gassed in the game. There was a lot of energy being expended out there. But no, Phillip was in there the majority of the game. We took him out one time down by the goal line, if that might be what you're mentioning. He was in the game at the end of the game.
Kevin, you're in interview with the NFL investigator. Was it smooth, comfortable? Was it unsettling? How would you describe it?
I don't know if there's much to say about it, to be quite honest with you. And I have felt like this all along. The only thing I will say is that when you know what you're doing is right and how you're doing it is as good as what I believe that anybody in this league does, and I believe that's how we do things here and how we operate here, then there's no reason not to be able to tell whoever exactly what you're all about and what the organization is all about. So I'm happy to talk to anybody because I think Coach Philbin and I think we do things better than most people in any sport.